Hey there, welcome along. Apologies for the relatively short hiatus. Hopefully things are good for you at the moment with all the things going on in the world. But of course, it's me, Damien, back with the 9to5 Google Daily for April 10th, 2020. This is our super quick rundown of all of the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. So we've had a flurry of Pixel 4a leaks, as firstly, we can exclusively confirm all of the specifications of the upcoming mid-range Pixel device. You'll get a Snapdragon 730 chipset, 6GB of RAM and a 3080mAh battery in a 5.81 inch polycarbonate chassis. That display will have a Full HD Plus resolution of 2340x1080 pixels, although this time around no solar sensors or face unlock is coming to the mid-ranger. The camera is in the 12.2 megapixel flavour with the punch-hole notch housing and an 8 megapixel sensor. There is going to be a 3.5mm headphone port up top too, and we'll get two distinct colours, just black and barely blue. Pricing is set to start at $399. Now, to add to those specs, we've got a look at what appears to be the retail packaging, which shows the exact same box art that we've come to expect from the Pixel line since the Pixel 3 series hit the market. And finally, a sketchy Chinese-based seller on eBay appears to be selling backplate replacements for the scrapped Pixel 4a XL. Although it's not immediately clear why it was scrapped, these look like the previous leaks renders and even the Pixel 4 series, so it is potentially legitimate. That said, we are only expecting one Pixel 4a model, and that is just a standard 5.81 inch polycarbonate device. The upcoming revamped Android 11 screenshot UI has now apparently gone live for at least one person out there, with the new pop-out mini menu streamlining the process with smaller share and edit buttons. With this being live for one person out there though, it does hint that we might see it in a future Pixel feature drop, so let's hope we get to see that before Android 11 does drop. And finally, Google Stadia is preparing a dedicated Android TV app, which we have managed to sideload on a developer version of Android TV. However, while the dedicated Android TV app can be sideloaded, it does lack any sort of functionality and does hang on the sign-in home screen. We are expecting it though to properly arrive on the Play Store for Android TV sometime later this year. And before we head off for the week, here's Trevor from 9to5 Toys with all the very best deals on Google Gear and more this week.
This weekend's best deals at 9to5 Toys include Google Home, which hits one of its best prices yet at $49. That's over 50% off the regular going rate and the best we've seen since November. You can also save $100 on the Asus Chromebook 14 at its lowest prices in months at $349. Of course, you'll find all of this weekend's best deals over at 9to5toys.com and linked in the show notes below. Make sure you're also following along on Twitter at 9to5toys so you don't miss out on any of our favorite deals.
That was a bite-sized overview of all the top news stories of the day. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over on 9to5google.com and subscribe to the 9to5 Google Daily on Google Play, Google Podcasts, or via your favorite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, available every Wednesday.